However, examining just one open-ended math task can take several minutes. Teachers worried that they would never be able to examine two pieces of work from all 60 students at the school in one meeting. After all, that's 120 student papers. In order to overcome this time challenge, the team took two steps. First, they decided to take a sample of the 120 assignments. To do so, they sorted each into three equal piles: the lowest scoring papers, the middle scoring papers, and the highest scoring papers. Note, these piles may contain different students for each assignment. It's possible that Jamal was among the highest scoring students on the unit test, but a middling scoring student on the district interim assignment. From each pile, they randomly selected five assignments, giving a total of 30 open-ended responses to look at. They then removed scores and names from the papers and shuffled them again. This way, when teachers examined the work, they wouldn't know the student's name or score. During the meeting, each group of teachers was responsible for examining a random group of 10 papers. One word of caution when engaging in this type of sampling: sometimes teachers are so focused on their 10 papers, they want to develop a learner-centered problem only from those papers. Remember, we're looking for patterns across many students, not a few. It's critical that faculty share noticings across the groups and that the learner-centered problem evolves from all the noticings in the room, not just the noticings at one table.